Hey, I have a great show for you today. So welcome back, friends, to the Amber May Show. So glad you are here today because I have Liberty Cowgirl joining me on the program today. Last week on her show, and I wanted to introduce my audience to her. So we have a great conversation. She does a really cool show with generals. So we're going to talk about that too. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Smart City CBC, that balloon from China. We talk about all kinds of stuff on this episode today. So I hope you stay tuned and really enjoy it. Please do me a favor and like, share, and subscribe. That really helps so much when you like, share, and subscribe and get the word out on all the social medias. Always check the links below because I always have links below for you to check out. I have partnered with businesses to help save you money. And so there's promo codes down there and it's just a win-win for everyone. We're supporting Patriot businesses. They give you a discount. They support the Amber May Show and more hopefully to come because I'd love to give you guys more discounts. But if you're a business owner, I have a link in the description so you could get $26,000 per employee if you have at least two W-2 employees, and that's from the CARES Act. So if you own a small business or you own a business, I don't know if it has to be small, or a nonprofit, go click the link below in the description so you can get the help you need to get that grant money from the federal government with the CARES Act, because time's limited. We only have a year left for you to get that money, so check that out. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to the AmberMayShow.com's website. Click the donate button. Donate whatever you feel like. You can donate $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you think. That would really support the Amber May Show. We're not sponsored by Big Pharma. Or you can go to the AmberMayShow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber there. That is such a blessing to me. Always check the website, theambermayshow.com. Join me on Telegram. I add more content there, and that's The Amber May Show at Telegram. I just joined Clout Hub, so brand new. If you're on Clout Hub, give me a like over there. And then I'm on True Social at Amber May or Frank Social at Amber May, so that's how you can find me. So coming up next, I really hope you enjoy the episode with Liberty Cowgirl. Have a great Patriot Cowgirl coming on the show today. I was very excited to have her on our show. She had invited me to her show last week, and now it's my pleasure to host her over on my show. Welcome, Liberty Cowgirl, to the program. So glad to have you.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Amber May. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me onto your show. I loved having you on mine.
Oh, thanks. It was so much fun, you and I just talking. And so I wanted to introduce my audience over to you because I think what you have on your channel is great content. And I would love all my followers to go check you out and give you a like and subscribe over there. But I want to know about Liberty Cowgirl. How'd you even get started podcasting? And when was that wake-up moment in your life? Because we all have different times when we're like, something just doesn't seem right. When was that for you?
Well, you know, and listen, this will be a first for me. Nobody really ever asked me the question that directly, and I've never had to answer it, but this is going to be a first. You know, unfortunately, my introduction into all of this wasn't good. I lived in Las Vegas most of my young adult life for 30 years, and all of this started for me on the night of October 1st of 2017, and I think we all know the world event that took place in Las Vegas on that night. Unfortunately, because we're in a censorship platform, I don't really want to say too much about it on this platform. But, you know, it's a story to be told that I will tell. I wasn't directly involved, but I did live 3 blocks away from where it all happened, and it affected our entire city. And, you know, it took me going through 2 weeks of what the heck just happened in our town, and the shock of it all, that I started looking into things. And within a 2-week time period, I had PTSD so bad, and I was so traumatized at what I had learned and what I had found out. It, you know, like everybody else, it kind of shocks your belief system. And you don't know what to think. And I knew at that moment in time that I needed to, A, get out of Las Vegas so that I could make sense out of all of this and come back home. And you know how the Lord works in mysterious ways. Mm-hmm. He brought me back home to my hometown in Colorado, in the state of Colorado, where I'm born and raised. And, you know, it's one of those things where you go back home to find out where you came from, to remember where you came from, and to hit the reset button. And that's what I did. I then embarked in 2 years of research, 14,000 hours later. I said, I've got to do something. And at that point, we were in the, just entering the lockdown phase. So everyone was at home turning to the internet for information to find out what the heck was going on in this country. And, you know, I ran across a few channels that ended up being a godsend to me. One, our very dear friend, Liberty Warrior Nation, Liberty Warrior. I don't think I could have made it through that time, you know, without the fellowship and camaraderie of the Patriot family that he had started over there with the rest of America. So that's where it all began for me. And I thought, well, how can I participate? What can I do? And at that time, the censorship was coming down. That was shocking to everybody. People were locked in their homes. They said they were going to put labels on people who challenged anything out there, the narrative, and anything else they were trying to do at the time. We all know what this means, you know, given the big JAB. And I thought, you know what? People want to protest and want their voice to be heard. I'm going to do something similar and likened to the Ice Bucket Challenge, but this is going to be an online photo challenge. And one picture that was an iconic picture in my head at the time, along with millions of other people, was the one of Mr. T hugging the American flag. So I said, I'm going to get the rest of America to do that. So I started the Hug Your Flag for Peace and Unity online photo challenge. And I still have it out there, and it's ongoing because I'm producing a video that will ultimately pay recognition and homage to all the people standing up for America through these photos. But I took it in such a way where I turned my head, because I told everybody, you don't have to, you can protest. You don't have to leave your house. You're safe to go anywhere. You don't have to show your face. You don't have to do anything. Hide your face. Hug your flag. Take a picture. Send it in, and you're in. And that's how it all began. And it just snowballed for there. I put it onto the internet. At the time, they were launching Getter. So Getter was my main platform that I was launching from. And everybody from across the world started picking up on it and following Liberty Cowgirl. And I would just post inspirational messages and Hug Your Flag for Peace and Unity, and, you know, just wonderful things like that, just inspirational things, great messages to our troops, anybody out there on the front line fighting for this nation right now, known and unknown, because we know that there's a lot of people that are fighting for our country right now that we'll never know. the job that they did and with the sacrifices that they made to everybody. So I wanted to pay homage to those people. So this pretty much encompassed everything. I jumped up on the panel at Liberty Warrior Nation one night. He was the first person to embrace me, give me a platform, and pledged his support behind me from day one. And P.S., 2 years later, here we are. Now I have my own channel. I launched the Liberty Cowgirl Network. I launched the Peace and Unity Train, where I go up and gather all of the podcasters who want to promote peace and unity and be part of bringing everyone together, putting hands together, because we all have to come together. This is not going to happen for America until we have unity. Okay. Right. And we all know that they've spent the last 3 years trying to divide everybody. So this is the effort now in the campaign to bring everyone together. And podcasters jumped on board. You're coming into the Liberty Lounge. That's what we call it. Of course, I have In the Spotlight, which is what you are on, where we're taking everyone's, just getting anyone out there who has a story to tell into the spotlight and letting their stories be heard all across America. So, you know, those are the two things that we do. And then, of course, support other channels. We're everybody's biggest cheerleader. You know, it's important.
It is. Yeah.
We're all out there doing so. Listen, I tell everybody, do whatever, find something, do it. If that's being a viewer in the audience, supporting a Patriot podcaster that's trying to get out information to the people, then you're playing a role. And, you know, a lot of people inspired me. I saw people with disabilities coming in from their webcams where they couldn't even walk from their living rooms saying, how can I help? I can do research and things like this. And, you know, it's infectious when you start inspiring people. So, you know, that's our mission. We're on a mission for peace and unity. And, you know, selling peace and unity is not easy. You know, believe it or not, there's a lot of people who don't want to get on the unity train. They're on the train to Haterville, you know, and we've got two different destinations, you know. So we kind of stay in our lane, focus on what we do, and just love on everybody we can, you know. And that's,
I want to give a shout out to Liberty Warrior Nation. You got to check him out. He is one of the kindest men I've ever met. And I'm excited about our collaboration that we're doing together. So yeah, check him out. You can find him on Rumble or YouTube, but check out Liberty Warrior Nation on either platform, Rumble or YouTube, or on my website, theambermayshow.com. Go to, there should be two channels there, Liberty under show appearances and Liberty Warrior, because when I'm on his show, he's under show appearance. When he's on my show, it's just under Liberty Warrior. So check that out. Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Hey, everybody. This is Cash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Hey, guys. I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to DrStellaMD.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is 2. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so 1 tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Yes.
You know, my friend was a victim of that thing that happened in Las Vegas a few years ago, and it really tore her up. I mean, she was hearing the bullets flying. She saw it all. She lived it. And so God bless anyone who went there and survived. And that was a horrible time in our history. Horrible time. So I love that you took something really bad in your life and you turned it for good, and you're trying to do positive stuff with the thing that was bad in your life. And God bless you for that. I think more and more people need to be doing that, taking the bad and turn it for good. Like my infertility issues, it was the worst part of, you know, my life. And I'm trying to use my story to help encourage women and say, hey, you're not alone. I know it's painful. I see you. It's going to be okay. So I'm taking the bad and I'm trying to do good with it. And same here with my podcast. I'm trying to take the bad of the fake news media. They tell you just maybe glimpses of a truth, and then that's all you get. So we're so very ill-informed in our country, which is super sad. And I'm trying to make a difference and trying to educate people, because what we need to focus on are good things. We need to know about what's coming around the corner with the central bank digital currency, with the smart cities. People are worried about the Chinese balloon. Be more worried about the central bank digital currency and the smart cities that are being built in your backyard. They're already here in Maricopa County. They're going everywhere across the nation. And then when you tie that with the central bank digital currency, you're going to be trapped with how far your currency will go. It might not go past so many miles from your home. You might exceed limits on what you can buy. I mean, God bless. I'm so sorry, Liberty Cowgirl, that they took our show off YouTube and gave you a strike. I'm really sorry about that. But I said that's a badge of honor. That's a badge of honor for you. That's how I see it.
You know you're over the target when that happens. It's not even a bad thing anymore. It tells you you're right on track. You know, so like you said, it's a badge of honor. And you're right. Until we get people to realize, you know, because, you know, Jake Jackson has a saying that's famous all over the internet, realize, real eyes, realize. We have to see the lies coming over our television. You know, until you figure out that vocabulary and words have meaning, literal meaning, you know, not just saying them like we're all used to, that's part of the undoing of all of this. You've got to turn off the box in your living room and get into the digital news media and the open source. You know, I also have a show called Open Source. Because I'm not bringing the news. It's not news to me. Our media has been compromised straight from the top. We cannot depend on it's bought and paid for. We all know that from start to finish, through Reuters, through the Associated Press. We know the 3 large companies that owned them all. We know who's behind it. We know that the media channels are compromised. They all get their talking points, and it's the same one at 3 a.m. for the brainwashing on the television. So we know we can't rely on that anymore. We're relying on one another. We're relying on real human, everyday, normal people that are out there in the alternative media, capturing these stories in real time, in real video, and bringing them to the rest of the nation. You can't trust the so-called trusted news sources. That's no longer. It's null and void as far as I'm concerned at this point. So I really am, thank God for independent broadcasters like yourself. Like I said, when you told your story on my show, I mean, you are a true example to women. You know, you're a woman who was in the industry. We need leaders. We need experienced people. You know, you picked up your microphone after 9 years of not broadcasting and took to the airways on behalf of the American people. You know, and that's a tough job to do. People think it's easy to get up here. This is way out of my zone. I came out of the box because I realized there weren't enough leaders stepping forward to put hands together. And, you know, once you get going, you know, then it becomes easier and easier. But it's not an easy, easy job. We're not an avatar on a screen in a little circle, hiding our identities, talking about these issues. We're bringing them direct to the American people. You know, my tagline is real people, real emotions, real information. People want to relate to people. They don't want to relate to pictures in a little circle on a screen. So that's the difference, you know, between some internet broadcasters and alternative media people and people who are actually just disseminating information in the true form, trying to get it out there.
Right. And so your open source, tell us a little bit more about that. So we have your show where you highlight individuals. Then we have a show where you bring several podcasters on, and then you have an open source. So tell me a little bit about that one.
Right. And we don't have the open source on the daily. I wait till unlike other broadcasters, I don't have the need to get on the airway every day with every little headline. I wait and compile information, and I only bring it when I feel it's necessary because nobody else is covering it to disseminate it out into the general public. One of those things, categories that I zoomed in early on, which people love and tune in for, is an update. I follow all the retired generals. Okay.
That's really good.
And we zoomed in on the military component because I'm from a military family and a military town. So we naturally, you know, that's in the back of our minds. You know, we grew up, you know, in this world. Of course, we zoomed in on that. We've been following the retired generals for about 2 years now, trying to educate people. We know a lot of the TV generals. There's different groups of generals out there. If you believe we're in a COG situation, continuity of government situation, which a large majority of this country truly believes that we're in a COG situation, some form of devolution, according to the Law of War manual, then you're interested in what the generals have to say, because if that's the case, in the end, it's going to be their spokespeople. So what my goal was to at least try and introduce people to who some of the players are out there so that they could get familiar with their face and what they're doing. Okay. Because we have a lot of retired colonels, admirals, generals, major generals, and people of that nature working on behalf of the American people right now behind the scenes. If everybody goes back and listens to Mr. T, he put out a call for retired people early on in the military, and that's because he knew in all these investigations that were going on that we had a big problem in our banking systems. And I came out months ago and said there was a literal war inside of our banking systems and inside of the Pentagon. And boy, I got shot up like Swiss cheese because nobody wanted to think that there would ever be military people that would take an oath but actually come against the American people. And there are. They've sold out for themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, there's a difference between enlisted and retired. But what we actually have in reality is we have corruption within our military at the highest level, okay? And we all know who we're talking about, Secretary of Defense General Milley, and all these people that have now shown themselves out in the American public with their radical ways of thinking, with the CRT going through our military, with the enforced inoculations in which they took out hundreds and hundreds of our pilots. And in the course of doing these and mandating this, even after it was taken down, it was being enforced in all the military academies across this country. Okay, what they did in the process is they managed to attack us from within, our military system from within, and damage many of our pilots. Okay, and there's many lawsuits that can be looked up. I challenge anybody to go to pacer.gov to look up the receipts on all of this, because at the time, retired General McInerney, who's the most notable one, General Vallely, General Colonel Sellen, and many other retired personnel have been out there on the forefront of advocating for people who were currently in the military, who were being forced to take this, fighting these cases in the court system. Okay. And so, you know, we see a year later it has still evolved, but the damage is done. And they've hurt the readiness, you know, and people, I want to put that in quote and unquote, the readiness of our military. Nobody is saying our military is weak. What we're saying is that they've damaged the readiness of our military. And that has come to pass. So everything we've been reporting on with the retired generals that nobody else has been talking about, and we're lucky to get our information. The only reason why we get this information, these retired generals don't come out and speak to just anybody, okay? They speak to one person, come out weekly and give their update to the syndicated radio talk show host who should be commended. In my eyes, he's a hero, Mr. John B. Wells, because he's been on this for years and from the very beginning and bringing it straight to the American people. And it's his show that all these retired generals go on. He's the one with the clout to be able to get them as a trusted source to bring this information. So what we do is try and pick up on that information. Of course, give him credit at all times. He's the one bringing this to the American people. And we're just trying to disseminate it in as many avenues as we can. But, you know, when you're following the generals around, you got to understand, you know, people call it white hat, black hat. I think that's the most familiar term people are used to, and to me that sounds like cartoon characters. I can't, it's good versus evil. Let's get that straight, plain and simple. It's not about red, blue, black, white anymore, okay? This is good versus evil, period. You have retired generals that are speaking out on TV that are from the bad and compromised, and you have TV generals that are good that are coming out. And one I'm looking forward to having on my show, Liberty Warrior Nation, had him on last Saturday night.
Who was it?
And Colonel Gobb, I think his name is. Yeah, Colonel Gobb. Colonel Darren Gobb. And you might have seen him at the tour that you were just on, the Patriot tour. That you
were
at.
I saw General Flynn's on that one, and then I interviewed Lieutenant Colonel, I think he's Lieutenant Colonel Ivan Ranklin. Don't quote me on that. I know he's a lieutenant. I want to say he's Lieutenant Colonel, but maybe he's just Lieutenant.
Well, there's good and bad on both, whether it's online giving us information. You got two different groups operating in media. Make no mistake about it. This is a covert military operation happening in front of our very eyes. Okay. And there's a lot of PSYOP. And when you listen to these colonels talk, it'll all start to make sense what we're seeing in the American public and the events that we're seeing transpire. So, you know, it puts you on a whole different level of understanding when you start looking at this from a military standpoint. But again, God bless our men and women of the armed forces around this country. We have the best military in the world. A lot lot of these people put their lives on the line for us for 30, 40 years enlisted and then come out and do another 20 as civilians. And they're not able to talk about what they're doing and how they're saving the American public. So we always give a shout out to them and a praise to God, to them and their families for making them such warriors and being so brave to act on behalf of the American people. Because listen, there's a lot of people out there thinking they're just doing nothing, you know, and that's ludicrous. So,
well, I know General Flynn's doing stuff. I mean, he is part of the Reawaken America tour. He's been going state to state to state to state, trying to wake up the American people to tell them what's really going on. That you need to be active in your local government. Like today, I'm going down to the state capitol. I'm going to be talking about a bill. I asked to request to speak. Anyone in this nation can do that. It's really easy to do. You go into your legislative website, you find out where to request to speak is, or you can do a Google search, request to speak, fill in your state, and you don't have to go down to the capitol. So if you're wondering, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. That on your legislative website, there are bills that are being introduced in this legislative session. And you can go read about some of the bills in the House and in the Senate. Now, if you like a bill, it's really important that you go request to speak and you give it a thumbs up. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to go down there, but you have to, if you want to speak in committee, you have to absolutely request to speak so that you can speak at committee. But either way, either if you go down to the Capitol, you give the thumbs up or the thumbs down. I mean, maybe there's a really awful bill. You can give the thumbs up. You can tell them why you don't like it. You can tell them why you love it. This is important feedback for our state legislators. And I've talked to several of our state legislators and they look at that. They look at that. And so here's the thing that the opposite side said. So let's say we have a great election integrity bill going on in Arizona. Let's say we have that. The opposite side will get all of their people or a bunch of their people to go on and trash that bill and give a thumbs down and say things about that bill. People probably who don't even really know anything about that bill, but it gives the perception that the public doesn't like that bill. So this is a way, if you're at home and you can't do much, this is a way you can fight back. Go into your legislative website and getting requests to speak, start looking at the bills being introduced in your state legislature for this session, and then give a thumbs up or thumbs down, or go down to the Capitol if you have the time and speak on a bill if you know or have personal experience with that. Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Back the time with the Timeless Pack. And the cool thing about the Timeless Pack, it's a 3-in-1 solution. You get the best antioxidants that there are. So get rid of all that stuff that's damaging your cells. Get rid of them. And the wonderful thing I love about it is the Timeless skincare. It nourishes your skin, helps take care of all those fine lines. What happened to me is it helped diminish a sunspot I had on my face, which was great. And put a couple drops in your mouth before you eat and you block fat. Who wouldn't want something like this? It's made from muscadine grapes, which is great. It helps with your health, your immunity, your skincare, and it helps with antioxidants. So you're going to get a lot of fantastic stuff when you get the Timeless Pack. So how do you get the Timeless Pack? It's simple. All you have to go to is ambermay.canaway.com, and then you're going to look for the nutrition part. When you get to the website, you're going to look for nutrition. So let's see. Go up here to the menu and you're going to look for products and we're going to look for nutrition, Infinity Nutrition. I'm going to click Infinity Nutrition. Canaway is spelled K-A-N-N-A-W-A-Y. So ambermay.canaway.com.
Welcome to the Amber May TV show.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, all of these can have a dramatic effect on our investments. So why not buy some gold and silver? Gold and silver throughout history has been a stabilizer in people's portfolio. Protect your wealth, protect your assets by purchasing gold and silver. The easiest way to do that is contacting Jim, who you've seen on our program, Jim Tewalt, with EPS Wealth Management. That's Edward Paul Sam, EPSWealthManagement.com.
there you can go ahead and contact them and say, hey, I would love to get my hands on some gold and silver, especially with the electronic currency that is looming on our horizon. So if they go to a total digital currency, it might be wise to have some tangible assets in your portfolio for trading, because you never know when they might cut off your income stream. So go to EPS, Edward, Paul, Sam, EPSWealthManagement.com. Ask for Jim Tewalt to make sure you have some gold and silver in your portfolio. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Yeah, people have to get engaged at this point and at that level. And actually, personally, you know, I don't think I've ever, you know, even myself, it took me until now, really, you know, the last 5 years to realize, yeah, it takes we the people, we got to participate for so many years. It's not our fault. You know, a lot of people say, oh, we allowed this to happen. We have no one to blame from ourselves. The American people were lazy. No, I don't sign on to that for one bit. Okay. We were hypnotized by the television and all the other things that they've been doing out there to, from a medical standpoint, prevent us from having the mind to look into some of these things. The, you know, people walking around like zombies in their cell phone. This is all by design. All to advance us in technology, but none of us ever thought in our mind, where I thought, yeah, great, cell phones are coming, let's go. We didn't know they were about to give us tracking devices and everything else that we're finding out now, you know.
Yeah, so, exactly. And so when people are so upset, they're so worried and upset about this balloon. And sure, you should be. And why the government's not shooting it down, that should answer every question you have about our government. But what you need to be more concerned about are the smart cities and the central bank digital currencies that are here in the United States. If you want an example of what it looks like, go look at China. They're tracked everywhere they go, everything they say. So Liberty Cowgirl's video got taken down because I said the wrong thing. Now, if you and I keep saying no, we reject this digital currency, and we stand, I think we could defeat it. I really think it's possible to defeat this thing. But I said something YouTube didn't like, and it's going to be a private-public partnership. The government's really going to be circumvented. We won't have a legislative republic anymore. It's going to be a communist country where somebody who's in charge is saying, oh, Amber said the wrong thing. She's speaking against the government. No money for her. And then I have no money to fund it. Or I can't travel. They'll shut off my travel. They've already incorporated this stuff with the COVID-19. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did a great job. I saw an interview with him that he did. And he laid this all out about how they're trying to control everything they do and the surveillance. It's unreal. And the military-industrial complex, he talked about that. And he said that his uncle was trying to put a stop to it. And I want to find the video from Dwight D. Eisenhower, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the last speech that Eisenhower gave was talking and warning about the military-industrial complex. So we go into these wars all the time. For what reason? To make someone a whole lot of money. And also to divert the fact that they're ruining our economy, like you were just touching on earlier. So they spend us into debt galore, and then when things get really bad, they shift our focus and start going to war with some other country. And the military industrial complex is so freaking powerful that they are able to make all kinds of money every so many years. We have never been out of war. Since I've been a kid, we've always been in some kind of war. Well, and then Donald Trump was trying to have a time where we had peace in our country.
Well, you know, we all know it's a DS operation, the military-industrial complex, and that's part of the problem. And, you know, I think what's hard and what's really mind-boggling for most of our human minds is this is a lot of information and a lot of corruption that it's being thrown in our face, that we're having to open our eyes and come to the realization of, and it's really mentally overloading, you know, for a lot. But once you get into acceptance, it's easier. Then you get into fighting mode, like we are now. It's a journey. Everybody's on a different path at a different place in this journey. And then you say, oh, H to the double L. No, this is not happening in my country. It's time to get out there and start doing stuff. And then you move into action. You know, like Brock Maddox said on one of Power Girl Productions, Freedom Fridays, something happens in your life that personally affects you, whether it's the loss of family members due to this, and that happened to me too, or other things, you know, these events that go on that destroy people. I'm not going to say the words, the FF events, and you're like, wait a minute, something is just not right. So it is incumbent and it is our responsibility. I will say this, it's not our fault that it got this way. I don't sign on to that, but I do sign on to the fact that it is up to us to fix it. Nobody else is coming to fix this. This is up to the American people. We've got to get people off their sofas and get them moving and get their heads in the game. Everybody's sitting back at their house, and there's many reasons why people are back at their house, and a lot of them is fear. Again, you got to be brave to do what we're doing. It's not an easy job, and you know that, and it's time consuming. Once you're in, you're in. You know, there's no going back for us. We're riding this freedom train all the way to the end. But people have got to get engaged at this point. You know, those pictures are telling. You can go onto the internet and you'll see pictures of different countries side by side, and you'll see the entire mass populations rising up in every other country across the world, because this is not just happening in the United States. This is a worldwide event. Okay. And then you're coming over here and it's crickets. Well, I said one of the reasons is because, listen, the American people don't even know where to go. They're even convinced about that. We have citizen journalists, boots on the ground, in D.C., on the daily, walking around, showing us. Half of the buildings in D.C. are shut down, people. It's the truth. People don't want to believe this because they then turn to that tele-lies box, that television box in their living rooms, and they see pictures of everybody there in session coming and going. They don't know what CGI is and that you can manipulate anything digitally viewed. And, you know, this is how advanced this is. So that's why Hollyweird has been so effective in helping to bring the people down this path of destruction. So,
I interview a man who was an insider in Hollywood. He wrote The Matrix, and everything he said, he has proof of, and it lines up with everything that I've learned. And so when he says stuff, it really makes a lot of sense to me, because it's stuff I've already researched before I found him. And then he has the documents to prove what he's saying. And you're right. They have used Hollywood and China. China has a control on Hollywood. I don't know if you know this, but if you say certain things, if you're an actor and you say certain things and China doesn't like it, you have to either say a public apology or something happens to you and you may not get that movie deal, or you might get less acting jobs. I don't know. Something happens that is unpleasant for you. And so you find that
the Hollyweirdos are run by the Hollyweirdos are run by the Zionists. We all know that. Okay. We all know that's bad. And they work in tandem with the CCP of the Chinese faction that you just talked about. They own everything down there through the CCA. California Casting Agency. Everything goes through that. All of their clubs. And, you know, this stuff is real, people. These people have organizations that all lead to one another. One hand washes the other. That's the way it works. And, you know, it's a fraudulent system all the way around. Whether you're talking about geopolitical, what's been going on in that round, whether you're talking about our financial systems and our political systems and our judiciary of this country, all compromised. So, you know, this takes time to undo, you know, but in the same hand, like I tell everybody, we always have to talk about two scopes. I talk about two scopes all the time because, frankly, we're looking through two scopes. You know, there's one that we can see that tells us our world is going to H-E-double-L. Inflation, gas prices, everything's going down. We're watching our country be dismantled before our very eyes. That's not an over-exaggeration. And then we're watching one that says, no, no, all these things have to happen. Bring down the old in order to bring up the news. A new, everything's going to be okay. We have a new financial system. It takes time to roll these programs out. It takes time to take the old system out. You can't destroy evil that's been around for a gazillion years in just 3, 4, and 5. And you look at that, the face of that, and you say, well, yeah, it does make sense. But then we're almost to a third, and where others are saying, people get out of La La Land because they're setting up the NWO right in front of your very eyes, and you're allowing it to happen because you're holding on to hopium. So now we're not now down to viewing the world in through three different lenses, you know, of what's going on.
Do you think we're going to win, Liberty Cowgirl?
Absolutely, because we all know one thing, honey. Who's in charge? We all know the man up above is in charge of everything. And through Christ and the Lord and walking hand in hand with him, we know he don't like ugly. And we also know he wins every time. So this is a painful time in the history of our country. I remind people, history is being written on the daily. How do you want to be remembered? Because it's our young adult children and their children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren who are going to be looking back in time, because it's up to our generation now to save us, everybody in it, not just one, two, or three people. The entire nation has to be involved in this process. It's up to us to do it now. And we're going to be the ones that they're going to be reading about in history books in years to come. So you can either be remembered as a person who stood up for this country and stood up loud and proud, or a person who sat on their sofa waiting for the next football game to air on TV. It's a choice. And some people aren't even making it that far because they're not doing their research. They're going and getting these things, and it's all over for them because they don't make it. So everybody has a choice to make. I implore everybody to get educated.
Yeah, make good educated decisions. If you go to my website, theambermayshow.com, go to the resource tab. I have information on smart cities. I have information on CBDCs. I have information on childhood vaccines. You have to understand the big pharma component. I have a doctor coming on board, I think next week, and we're going to talk about that, about big pharma and the medical world. You are right, Liberty Cowgirl. It is so hard when people find out how bad and how deep the corruption is. It's a little overwhelming, and it's kind of like hard to believe. How could our country be so bad? And it's like a spider web. Everything, all this corruption encompasses all the different kinds of avenues, like education, government, Hollywood, medical, elections, everything. Like, everything's like interwoven, and it's really overwhelming when you find out, wow, that institution's corrupt too, that one too. You're like, yeah, it all needs to come down so we can make a fresh start, I think, because it's a little overwhelming. Even I get that way sometimes. I'm like, no, it's not that too. I'm like, that too.
Yeah, it's a very emotional journey for each person as an individual. You know, when you finally come to the realization after you've done all of your research, and it's up to us to do our own research, not to listen to me, you, or anybody else. We just put the information out there to give people a place, a starting point, to go and look into this information themselves. Mm-hmm. You have to see it for yourself. It's a tough journey. It's an emotional journey. And you realize once you're finished with that, my God, you just feel hopeless. I remember when, you know, that moment came for me. I literally just sat on the side of my bed and I was in tears. I couldn't even speak. I just cried. I didn't know what we were going to do. What do we do? You almost feel like, you know, I know it's a cliche saying, but they say captured operation. You're feeling mm-hmm. like it because you're seeing mm-hmm. the proof bear out in front of you. And, you know, once you get through the shock and awe of it, and it takes a while, it's not anything immediate. This is a process. Again, our entire belief systems that we grew up with, that we hold on to sacredly, have now been shattered. And we have to all relearn all this new stuff. So, you know, it's an emotional process and an emotional journey for everybody. And we have
and they're trying to hide the info. Look at what just happened on your platform. I got deplatformed off YouTube. They don't want truth tellers being able to tell the truth because they can't control the narrative with you and me. We're not paid by Big Pharma. So what do? They void the truth on these platforms. So they're making it harder for people to find out what's going on. And that's really shameful. Right. If people are like really curious about your shows, because especially the general show, that sounds very fascinating. Like, where do they find your shows? Because you have multiple shows. I only have one show, but you have multiple shows. So how do they find your shows?
Right. We're operating off, we're broadcasting them at the platform off of YouTube at the Liberty Cowgirl Network. And I think you're going to put the link up. Yeah, at the Liberty Cowgirl Network. And then we're mirror copying and we're just getting out of the gate because we want to predominantly, because of all of this censorship. Look, I can put on two different shows. We're not censored over on Rumble. So we're just getting over there right now, just trying to move the shows over there right now. When we go live, we're broadcasting from both channels now at the same time. And we're mirroring all the videos over there. That's where you can find the videos. I do post the shows after every show that you can pick up the link to at Liberty Cowgirl on Getter, at Liberty Cowgirl on Twitter, at Liberty Cowgirl on True Social, and Liberty Cowgirl Nation on Rumble, and then again, the Liberty Cowgirl Network on YouTube. So we're in multiple places. I don't have set days and times like other YouTubers because I do have an occupation outside of this right now, and I can't commit to a schedule. People know I'm trying to put out at least 1 to 2 shows a week. And then, you know, as things start slowing down later on in the year, then I'll go back to, you know, being on more mm-hmm. often during the week. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you can always catch me too. We're always over at Liberty Warrior Nation, you know, helping support Liberty Warrior. We always got to be something, part of something that's bigger than ourselves. You know, that's so important. And then we're trying I'm trying to also support Colonel Darren's Restore Liberty group. You know, I invite everybody to go over to that website. And again, I'm going to have him on my show, so that information will be available. But our shows are all posted over there. And you know, we're looking to 2023 with great enthusiasm and excitement. We really are.
So expecting all of your shows I didn't mean to cut you off. All the shows you're talking about. So you do the Spotlight show, and then you do the Peace and Unity show, and then you do the Open Source show. That's all under the Liberty Cowgirl on Rumble and YouTube.
Yes, Liberty Cowgirl Network on YouTube, Liberty Cowgirl Nation on Rumble.
Okay. I'll make sure you get that. Cool, because your programs are great, especially because there's truth on it.
Yes, and you're going to keep coming back on the shows too. Listen, this Liberty train, we're all going to get on there. Listen, This is not an easy job, and sometimes we're giving depressing news all the time. The idea of the Liberty Train is to bring everybody together, the podcasters, to support one another, to love on one another, to help the general public see that we're unified. You got to walk the talk and set the example. We're trying to unify people right now. That's my number one mission, Liberty Cowgirl, peace and unity. And when we got this train started, LW was one of the first people to start on board. I mean, and then Patriot with Grits came on there from Power Girl Productions has always been part of there. The Freedom Project 2020 and Jake Jackson and his crew, the Freedom Fighters out of Central Wisconsin with Brox Maddox. I mean, it is, there's people all over the place. I could go on and on and on. So, you know, we're happy that Amber May and the Amber May Show has now joined the rest of the nation in trying to unify people. And we're going to be seeing more of you.
I'm That's excited. A good news. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today on the show. I'm so thank excited you that you came me. On today. And I can't wait to do future shows with you.
Likewise. And, you know, like I tell everybody, you know, in the words of great warrior soldier of this country, if you're not out there doing something for your country, then what are you doing?
Take care, everyone.
See you next time, everybody. Thank you.
So yesterday I showed you how I just got my brand new weight loss coffee, but it does more than that. It helps reduce with fatigue and stress, and it helps with your mind. And yesterday I showed you how you could drink it hot with a warm glass or a hot glass of water. Today I'm going to do an experiment. I don't know how it's going to taste, so you're going to join with me. So what I did is I grabbed my little blender, I put some ice and some water in it, and if you're on keto, then heavy whipping cream is a big part of keto, like you use it on a regular basis. So I'm going to add some heavy whipping cream. So this is going to be interesting. You're going to find out live on this video if I think it tastes good or not, because it's an experiment. I might not like coffee this way. I mean, coffee's a new thing for me anyway. So this, just one scoop, is called the Java. So if you're trying to get healthier and you want to lose weight, then this is what you're going to need, because it has a lot of superfoods in it. It helps with burning fat, it helps with mental clarity and energy, and it smells really good. So here's my scoop of my coffee mix. It's called Java from Mfinity. You can find it in the links below this video, or you can go to ambermay.mymfinity.com. So it's gonna get loud, folks. It's gonna get loud. Okay, all right. Let's see how this tastes. I hope it tastes good. I think I actually need to blend it some more, so hold on. Okay, moment of truth, folks. Let's hope I don't spill on TV. That would be so embarrassing. Ooh, it's like a smoothie. Cheers. Oh, I could dig that. Next time, I'm going to put more heavy whipping cream. I could do that. Here's to losing weight. So go to ambermay.myinfinity.com or go to thetimelesspack.com. Use promo code AmberMay and grab some coffee of your own. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran,
then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American-made, patriot-owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.